bestie. Welcome or welcome back to the Bold and Badass podcast. I'm your host, Lacey, and I'm fired up that you're here because I am so tired of women feeling inadequate for not being further along in life and like they're crazy or ungrateful even for wanting more. On this show, I'm going to help you cut through the noise, turn your setbacks into your success story, and become the most bold and badass version of you. I'm talking about calling in the most exciting opportunities, experiences, and people into your life and claiming the abundance that is your birthright. So if you're ready to make some serious magic happen, grab your coffee and water and let's fucking go. Hey y'all, I usually start off by saying, hey beautiful, but today I felt a little different. I felt a little spicy today. So hey y'all, I'm a little Southern Texas girly and I've always had the thick accent. So we're just going to embrace it for this episode because that's what this is all about. I'm in a really good mood today, really good energy. I just have this fire inside of me and I'm just so excited. I'm so just, I don't know. I'm just loving life right now. I think I like this little life. That's how I feel. Anyways, I'm just feeling on fire this week. And I think I'm going to do this episode a little differently than I normally do. I normally sit here and I have an outline on what I'm going to talk about, what I want the point of this episode to be. And I have like little bullet points of certain things I'm going to talk about or say. And it at least gives me some kind of direction for where I'm going with the episode. I still have a direction in mind for this episode, but I want to speak more from the heart today. So if you listen to me for more than 5 minutes, you'll realize that I'm huge on the power of mindset and how you can manifest and quite literally create anything that you want in your life. You can attract amazing people, opportunities, experiences, all these amazing things with the power of your mind, your mindset. Manifestation is not some magic woo thing. It's actually just a science. And once you figure that out and you start taking the right actions and applying the steps in the right way, you're going to start creating some pretty magical shit. And I have been doing that. So I just don't want to let all of those things go under the radar. I want to amplify some of the things that I manifest on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis, a month-to-month basis. I want to, in a way, document this in real time, document my journey, share my journey authentically, and really just show you in real time how I create, how I grow, how I up-level. Because I have come a really freaking long way since 7 years ago when I couldn't get out of bed. I was depressed as fuck, totally unmotivated for anything in life, and all out of hope and dreams. I didn't believe there was a bigger life for me. I was really going through it. And if you listen to my recent episode on January 31st, then you know what story I'm talking about where I was depressed and out of hope for life. But if you didn't, don't worry. I'll give you a quick rundown because it is relevant to what I'm talking about today. So this week, actually, this has been manifesting for a few years now. So let me just backtrack a little bit. On January 31st, 2017, I was raped. I am so sorry I didn't give a trigger warning. I actually feel comfortable saying that now. Like it doesn't, I don't hesitate right before or like lower my voice or look around to see who's listening. Like I'm actually okay with myself to be able to say that out loud, which is huge. But anyways, that happened. And then I went through a very dark depression for the next 3 years of my life. I was having daily panic attacks, barely getting out of bed, never showing up for work. I was getting texts from my boss like, when do you think you're going to make it in again? I was a total hot mess. And I didn't care. I didn't have any care or desire to make my life any different, to put in any more effort to make it better. Genuinely didn't have it in me. It was going down a really dark path. And I guess I just realized at some point that if I don't get help because I wasn't making any progress on my own, if I didn't look myself in the mirror and admit that I needed help and then take the action of reaching out to ask for the help, that it was going to eventually lead to my literal death, not just my mental and emotional death. So I did. I started going to therapy. Therapy was not the end all be all for me, but it was a great starting point. It really helped me understand where a lot of my struggles were rooting from. but it didn't quite give me the tools on how to overcome them or actually transform my life. But mindset coaching did. I hired my first mindset coach, I believe in 2021. And that is where the trajectory of my life changed completely. I learned so much about myself, my patterns, my habits, my beliefs, my values, my likes, my dislikes, all the things that I never quite knew because my entire childhood had been spent people-pleasing and making sure everybody else was good and was comfortable and happy. But I finally figured out what makes me happy and what makes me unhappy and what makes me feel good and what doesn't make me feel good and what feels like a full body fuck yes and what feels like a full body fuck no. And when I started learning these things, it was really cool because I found out a lot about myself that I didn't know before. And I found out that I'm actually a pretty cool chick. Like, I kind of like her. And then here's where the power and the transformation came. Then I learned how to rewire my brain so that I could start thinking, feeling, and acting like the woman that I wanted to become. That is where the game changed. It's my favorite thing to talk about. I could talk about this for hours, okay? Rewiring your brain. Change your mind so you can change your life. Upgrade your mindset. Upgrade your freaking life. I will preach this probably until I'm dead or silenced. It's truly transformational. So let's fast forward to me going through the deep healing, rewiring my brain, upgrading my habits, upgrading my lifestyle as a whole, and then literally transforming my life. I gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. I lost 75 pounds, 75 freaking pounds that I've kept off. I stopped having panic attacks. I stopped having nightmares. I balanced my hormones for the first time ever. I regulated my freaking monthly cycle for the first time in my entire life, which was crazy to me. Never had a good experience with periods until now, or until 2021, 2022-ish. I made more money than I've ever made in a year in 2023. And I increased my income for literally 7 months straight in a row during 2022 or 2023. I can't remember which year, but it was huge. All that to say, in 2023, all last year, I've been feeling like this really big buildup of energy, fire, purpose. And 2023 for me, the mantra for that year was the year of fuck it, get in the damn room. We're just gonna do it. And I did so much in 2023. Like, I'm really mind blown when I look back on how much I accomplished and how many things that I started that I've dreamt about for years, like this podcast. And going back to school after being out for years. I'm currently back in school studying neuroscience, which I'm obsessed with, obviously. I'm running this podcast part-time currently, but we gonna get it up to full-time. I had my dream wedding in Barcelona, freaking Spain. Traveled the world. Went to so many conferences, which I love. Like, really created my next level of personal fulfillment. And I was in the healthiest shape I've ever been. Like, so many crazy good things happening. I met awesome people who have led me to future opportunities, have opened doors for me that I wouldn't have thought possible or that wouldn't have existed had I not put myself in the room and taken the chance in the first place. And things have really been moving around for me. So 2023 was the year of fuck it, let's go. And I approached it with that mindset, like, we're either going to take off or we're going to crash at a full sprint straight into a brick wall. But either way, we're taking off. We're doing it. We're starting. And it's been a journey. It hasn't been like easy, but it's been a lot easier than I imagined. And I believe that's because I'm so fulfilled and so aligned in what I'm doing. I have huge dreams, huge goals, and a huge ass purpose in this world that I fully intend to live up to. So that was the 2023 mantra. And then the 2024 mantra, before what I'm about to share even happened, the 2024 mantra for me was the year of exponential growth. 2024 is the year of exponential growth. We're exploding this year, okay? Now let's fast forward to what this whole episode is about. Just a few weeks ago, on January 31st, 2024, I shared publicly, for the first time in 7 years, my story of overcoming sexual trauma, of finding my way to the other side of that trauma, healing, creating a life I am lit up about, I'm excited by, I'm grateful for, and thriving. Ugh, and it just really lights me up. And when I did that, when I shared that story, I was scared as fuck. Okay. After recording it, I was like, I don't know if I can release this. But the crazy thing is, I feel like the stars aligned and it was meant to come out on that day because I release episodes every Wednesday. I have for the last 27 weeks. There's no way I could have planned this before I started it. I wasn't looking this far ahead. But the day that that happened to me in 2017, 7 years later to the date, it just so happened to land on a Wednesday. So I was like, oh, it's time. It's time. Like I said, I felt this huge burst of energy just building and building and building. And this year, it's the year. It's the year it's going to explode. And me sharing that story was honestly like the removal of the lid. Let's fucking go. So I did that. Had a lot of feedback, all positive. Thank you guys for that. Truly, because I was scared. And since that, I felt a little lighter. There's this newfound sense of freedom that I didn't have before because I don't have to hold back who I am or what I've gone through. I don't have to hold back my journey anymore, my experience, my transformation. So it feels more authentic. It feels more aligned and it feels a lot more purposeful. So since that, I've shared it multiple times. I've told multiple people in my day-to-day life that I wouldn't just normally tell. Granted, I'm not just like walking up to someone new and saying, hi, I'm Lacey. This is what happened to me 7 years ago. No, it's coming up in conversation organically, but I haven't held back about that piece of me when it is relevant to what we're talking about. So here's the cool part about all this. Here's what I manifested. You guys don't know this yet, but I'm creating a new program for survivors of sexual trauma. And in this program, you're going to learn how to heal your anxiety and upgrade your mindset and your habits so that you can turn your trauma into transformation and get your spark back. And I'm so freaking excited for this. I have not been this lit up about something in a really long time. I used to coach women on health and wellness. I have a weight loss specialist certification, a nutrition certification. I went through a certified personal trainer's course. I have a minor in kinesiology that I finished years ago. I'm very well educated in the health and wellness space, but it wasn't fully aligned for me before, because I knew I had a bigger mission, a bigger purpose, and I wasn't fully tapping into that. So I never really stuck with it. What I ended up doing is in the fall of 2023, I offboarded my last health and wellness client and I went back to school for neuroscience. It felt a lot more aligned for what I'm creating in the future or currently. But now I've had this vision for a long time. But I feel like now that I've shared my story and I've uncovered that layer of my life and my experience, I feel ready. Like I genuinely feel ready to do this and to share this. So I'm creating this program and I'm in a conversation. I didn't mention anything about the program whatsoever. I just shared my story. That's it. And a week later, I get a message from someone on Instagram and they're like, hey, I'm currently going through this and so recommended getting in contact with you. They told me you know a lot about this. You have personal experience. You've already achieved the exact results that I'm trying to get to. Would you be open to jumping on a call to see if you can help me? All because I opened my mouth. Y'all, I was in disbelief. I was like, damn, that's how fast that can work? that's how fast I can manifest. Like, I wasn't even cringily putting out any kind of offer or program or sales pitch. I simply just shared my story and a little bit about the experience I have and what I can help people with. And that energy attracted someone who needs what I have to offer. I'm obsessed. So I told you I manifested something, right? I believe I manifested that person reaching out to me. But let me break down how and why I believe I manifested this. And it wasn't just some random thing that happened. I told you before that I used to coach women on health and wellness, but it was never fully fulfilling for me because I knew that I had a deeper purpose and it had to do with how I overcame my sexual trauma. I always knew that. I just didn't know how to tie that into everything when I hadn't even shared that with anyone yet. Most people didn't know that about me. So it would have been really self-exposing and I didn't know how to handle that yet. However, the second that I opened my mouth and I shared my story authentically, and I released the lid. It's barely been a few weeks since I first shared it, and it hadn't even been a week since I shared it with that person that referred me. Already, someone is reaching out to me for help with exactly what I envisioned for years. Had I not opened my mouth, had I not been in the energy, the confident energy, the faithful energy, the grateful energy to share my story and to know that it's going to help someone, to be so sure, to be so confident that the right person is going to hear it and it is going to positively make an impact in someone's life, I wouldn't have shown up. I wouldn't have opened my mouth. I wouldn't have used my voice. And because I put myself in the headspace and therefore the feeling and then took the action from that feeling, I created a result that I have envisioned and dreamed about. That is what manifesting is. It's the feedback loop. I say this all the time, but the words you feed to your brain then create a chemical response in your body. They tell you how to feel. And based on that feeling, you are now either empowered or disempowered to take a certain action. And when you're empowered to take the action, you're going to take it from a different energy, a different level of authenticity, excitability. And it shows. The people who are watching, the people who are listening, they can feel that from you. When you take action from a disempowered state, it comes off as icky. It's repelling energy. It's not authentic. And it's definitely not high vibe. People can sense that. Had I sounded hesitant or unsure, or like I was trying to hide, like didn't want to be seen during that conversation, then he probably wouldn't have referred me. He wouldn't have seen me as somebody who had healed, overcome, and fully embodied the high energy, joyful, grateful, thriving woman that I am today, that this person's friend wanted help to become. It just wouldn't have landed the same. So I did manifest this, and it was so crazy to me. I was like, holy shit, look how fast it works when you just get yourself aligned. You get yourself aligned with the vision. You feed yourself the right thoughts and beliefs and affirmations. You change your state, the way you feel, the way you be, and you create anything you could possibly want in this life. I'm so freaking grateful for that reminder. I just had to share this. I shared it with my mentor on our call earlier today, and I was like, I gotta share this with my podcast peeps because this is powerful. So that was the first big thing I wanted to share. I guess the lesson you can extract from that is align your energy with the vision that you have, whether it be a health goal, a career goal, a relationship goal, or simply just a lifestyle goal, a way of doing life. Align your energy with that vision. Be the type of person that would earn or attract that end result. And it will inevitably come to you. That's just how it works. That's the law. It's science. You can't change that. So use it in your favor, girl. The second thing that I wanted to share, which I thought was a great reminder. I was on a call with a small group of people who are under the same mentorship as me. And we were sharing some wins. And my win for that call was that I shared my story for the first time ever publicly on the podcast. that was my big win after releasing that episode on January 31st. And when I was describing my experience, I was like, I was so nervous and I'm still a little nervous. Like, one, how are people going to take it? Two, I'm so exposed. Nobody has seen me to this level before, to this depth. All my shields are down. It was really uncomfortable. And I was like, I'm so nervous about how life is going to change now. And one of the people on the call gave me the sweetest reminder, which was a big mindset shift I made when I was healing from my anxiety. The body has the same response to fear as it does excitement. Let me not highlight over this. I told y'all I'm in school for neuroscience, and one of the classes I'm currently in is the neurobiology of emotion. And it's so freaking funny to me that this conversation came up at this very moment because I just watched a lecture on the neurobiology of emotion when it comes to fear versus excitement. Get ready, because this is mind-blowing if you don't already know it. The chemical reaction that happens inside from the brain to the body when you are in a state of fear versus a state of excitement is exactly the same. The feeling that you feel in your body is exactly the same whether you're scared or excited, nervous or hopeful. So why not make this situation a little more empowering, a little more supportive? And how do you do that? With a reframe. Instead of describing my experience as I'm feeling nervous, because the words we use to describe our experience greatly impact the way that we feel, the chemical messages that are released into our body from the brain. So if the feeling or the chemical reaction inside the body is the exact same between fear and excitement, why not make an easy little mindset shift and instead say, I'm so excited. I am so freaking excited to share my story. Instead of, I'm so nervous to share my story. I am so excited to share my story. I can feel the butterflies in my stomach. I can feel the pent-up energy in my chest right now that feels like it wants to explode because this is so big. This is so powerful. And I'm so excited for how many people this is going to help, for how many lives are going to be touched by this message. Fuck. That feels so much more empowering. Like, oh my God. Just changing the narrative in less than 30 seconds. It changed the entire way I was sitting. It changed my entire outlook for moving forward. It changed the energy I was emulating and the type of person I was being. And since that conversation, I've shared that story with at least 3 more people. That conversation happened before the thing I just told you about that I manifested. That little mindset shift is what influenced me to be vulnerable and authentic in the conversation that I was having with that person who then referred me. Do you see how it all ties together? It's so freaking crazy. I love it so much. But that is what I wanted to share with you. I wanted to share something that I've manifested, so that you can see I do this in my life and I create huge, powerful experiences in my life too. Not just sharing stuff that I Googled or read about. And I also wanted to offer you the mindset shift that helped make it happen, which is what I believe is at the root or the source of making any change in your life. It all starts with changing your mind. Change your mind, change your life. That's the literal tagline of my life. It's my life mantra. So my hope and goal is that you'll pick it up too and make some huge, freaking powerful changes in your life too. But that is it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I'm so freaking grateful for you. I'm also proud of you because you took time out of your day to be here, to level up in some way, to grow personally or professionally, and to make a real difference in your life. So kudos to you for that. And also, like I said, this isn't the typical type of podcast episode I would normally do, or it's not the typical format, but I want to know what you thought about it. I want to know if you liked it. Did we like it? Or do we prefer the other style? Clear agenda, bullet points, lessons, tools, action steps, all that kind of thing. Please let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at boldlylacy and let me know what you think and let me know what topics you want to hear more of. I'm passionate about all things health and wellness, personal development, mindset, holistic healing, and overcoming trauma. Anything that falls under that umbrella, if you're interested or curious to hear more about it, let me know so I can do some deep diving for you on specific topics that matter and will make a difference in your life. And as always, if you loved this episode or any other episode, I would be so beyond grateful if you took less than a minute out of your day to write a 5-star review for the show. It helps so much to keep the show going, to keep the quality high, and to reach as many people as we possibly can that need to hear these messages. You writing a 5-star review is not just supporting me, it's supporting the cause, and it's supporting thousands and thousands of lives. So, if not for me, I hope you'll do it for that. But I love you so much either way. Again, I'm so grateful you were here, and I can't wait to see you next Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here. And queen, give yourself a high five for showing up and committing to be the best version of yourself for you and your people. You are such a badass for that. If you got anything good from this episode, would you send the love back by DMing me on Instagram at boldlylacy, letting me know exactly which part resonated with you? These types of messages empower me to keep showing up, and they also help me understand the types of conversations you really care about. All right, bestie, we'll talk again soon, but for now, it's time for you to step up and start being the badass that we both know you are.